Promising Talks Held Over Future Use of School Land. And this article is accompanied by a very jolly picture of the primary school children with hard hats and yellow vests in front of a digger with their members of staff. Councillors and officials are reportedly in talks about a promising redevelopment of a soon-to-be-vacant school site in Wallingford, which is up for sale from September. St Nicholas Church of England School in Wallingford will become vacant at the end of the summer holidays, ahead of the organisation's long-awaited move to a new site. The school is moving to a brand new purpose-built site on the Highcroft housing development in the town, enabling it to extend the age range of children accepted and grow to become a full primary school for the Wallingford community. The listing for the upcoming sale states, "Importantly, no major redevelopment proposals have been brought forward, leaving the site largely unchanged and offering a rare opportunity for a fresh vision to be realised. There have been some questions over what may happen to this significant 1.9-acre site off St Nicholas Road once the existing school moves out." Now Green County Councillor for Wallingford, James Barlow, has said talks are ongoing about its future. Mr Barlow said, "The sale of St Nicholas School presents Wallingford with a great community opportunity to make use of this site for the benefit of local residents, as laid out in the Wallingford Neighbourhood Plan. It is a valuable community asset and needs to remain that way rather than becoming more unwanted, unnecessary, unaffordable housing. I've been part of promising conversations about the site with some of the relevant stakeholders, including Oxfordshire County Council, South Oxfordshire District Council, the Church of England, Wallingford Town Council, and a potential social housing provider. St Nicholas School was given planning permission to relocate to Highcroft, a 555-home new development near Wantage Road, in 2023, making the site available for reuse. The Wallingford Neighbourhood Plan, adopted in February 2025, said continued educational and community use would be an option for the site. Alternatively, the part of St Nicholas School site that is already developed could be used for housing, with a preference for social affordable housing or housing for elderly people. The playing field should be retained as open space, as there is very limited open space available in the community north of Wantage Road. St Nicholas is one of the main schools for infants in Wallingford and teaches 170 pupils in reception, year one, year two, and year three. From September, it plans to extend this provision to pupils up to year six, providing a full infant and primary school in education. Head teacher of St Nicholas, Amy King, previously said the plan for the new school has been in development for a long time, and so it's really exciting to see it start to take shape and to have so much involvement in planning what it will offer the children.